Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Richard and Greta, gonna make your lives better today.
If you'll subscribe to our podcast.
You know, it's all about how to get the most out of your partner.
And we're partners.
So we know all about it.
It's good. Get it wherever you want to get it, when you go and get it from your podcast place. Richard and Greta.
You know?
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
I am and a man is who I am. I am an...
That's too high, darling. I did say that.
Hello, my darlings. It's Anna Mann. Oh, there's a little rattle in my throat there. I don't know if you heard that. God, a little tiny rattle. Sue makes them. My best friend Sue Clinch. They're called throat-clearing rattles. Just tiny little rattles. You put them in your throat, and then you're like this. It really is quite disgusting. But apparently, Sue reckons it can really sort out. It can really sort out your immune system so that you don't get you know what. I'm not sure what she means by you know what. I assume she means COVID, but knowing Sue, it could mean so you don't get great big brown toes, you know, which is very possible. Her toes, unfortunately, went completely black, actually, in the end. And we weren't sure why it was, and then we realised it was the shoes she was wearing. She was wearing these awful shoes that were, essentially they were a lot of elastic bands wrapped around her toes. She's gone quite mad during lockdown. She said,
Anna, I don't need to wear shoes anymore.
That's what she said.
I don't need to wear shoes. I can just wrap some elastic bands and then that will stop it.
She'd seen a YouTube video about elastic bands and rubber and how it can protect, you know. And luckily she'd had 1,000 elastic bands that she'd been saving up. She eats them when she's stressed. Anyway, this is all by the by. So anyway, she's been making these tiny, is that a word? Sue? No, it's tiny, isn't it? She's making these tiny rattles, sticking your throat, and they don't work. It doesn't work. None of her ideas work. But if you want to get one, SueClinch.org. That's three O's and two R's and a very capital G. Anyway, capital G to you all. Lovely, lovely to see you all. I can't see you. That's not how this works. I know that. But it's lovely to know that you're listening to this. I like to imagine a sort of, perhaps a middle-aged lady, lovely blonde hair, sat on a train in the sort of 1920s, wearing grey, a grey sort of top and a lovely scarf. But she's also, but in the 1920s, but you have podcasts. And she's listening to it on this train, you know, in a carriage. Perhaps she's wearing a little sort of tartan beret. I don't know. I'm not sure. And I'm imagining that your name's something like Susan, but not Susan. So sort of Swathen or something, you know. But I hope you're enjoying this podcast. I've got a very lovely, strong mental image of you right now. Please don't send in any photos of yourself because it will only disappoint. But, oh, just did a little fart. Oh, terribly sorry about that. Oops, and another one. No, I won't apologise, actually. You know, don't worry about it. We all do little farts. That was a silent one. You couldn't hear it. We all fart. And if you don't fart, then go to the bloody hospital. Or you're going to explode, or it's going to come out your ears. And the worst farts, the ones that come out of your ears or your nose, or even your bits. You know, it might come out of your bits. You might just fart from your bits. So please do go to the hospital if you don't fart. No, but it's all right. I'm honest, right? If I fart, I fart. I can't fart it. I mean, I can't fake it. I cannot fake it. I'm a real actor. Although actors do essentially fake everything. But, you know, I'm a real actor, like, I don't know, Gary Oldman or something. I will not fake it. There was a burp, you see. It's all going off. There's lots... Because I talk loud and fast and pointlessly, it causes a lot of air, and the rattle doesn't help, to be honest, that's stuck in my throat. And a lot of air, a lot of gas and things will come out. And that is just the way it is. You know, I won't fake it. If I need to do a fart, I will. And I will tell everyone in the room. And in this case, of course, the millions of rooms who are currently listening to my podcast. Even if I'm right in the middle of a play, right? I'm in a play and I need to fart, I will fart. And I will tell you, it completely ruined Sir Peter Ramway's version of Macbeth, sadly. You know, the famous scene, you know, is this a dagger I see before me? I farted! You know, I wasn't even in that scene. God, I was playing the man who knocks on the door. But as a woman, you know, it was very clever. It's very clever. It was very clever in that it was a man, but it was a woman playing him. But we didn't change. We still said man. We didn't say... Anyway, it doesn't matter. But I completely ruined that play, you know. And of course, I've done this many times. I was once... of course, I appeared... Some of my my fans may know that I appeared in Jaws, the movie. Jaws. Not the movie about Jaws, but the film that was called Jaws. You've all seen it. It's got a massive shark in it. Anyway, if you listen very closely during the boat scene, I mean, there's a few boat scenes, but, you know, the boat scene where he says, you know, we're going to need a bigger boat. I farted, but you have to listen really closely, really closely. And again, I wasn't in that film. I wasn't actually technically in it. I was just walking past the set at the time. And just shouting out to the whole street that I'd farted. And I shouted so loud. I mean, these are soundproof sets. And so you can only hear it on the film very quietly. But I screamed it across LA. And that's, of course, sadly why I was banned from Hollywood. But, you know, I will tell you if I farted. If you rewatch the footage of 9/11, I think it's all right to say this now, isn't it? It's been fucking years, guys. But, you know, the bit where everyone's running from the towers are coming down. Oh, very awful moment in our history. But as they're collapsing, if you really look closely, you can just see in one of the cafes me, completely oblivious to what's going on around me, just telling someone that I'd just farted. I will not hold it in, all right? However loud it is, if it's silent, I'll tell you I've done it. I'm visceral, I'm real, I'm Anna Mann. Hello. Hello. If you've never listened to the podcast before, you must be wondering, what is this? I often think that. But then, if you have listened to the podcast before, you're also probably going, what is this? I know I am, and I'm doing the podcast, and I'm still thinking, what is this? What is this? But I'm talking about the thing that's under my shoe right now, which I don't know. I shouldn't be wearing shoes inside, I know, but there's so much crap on the floor. We're currently homeschooling my granddaughter Lemon and also Sue Clinch. I'm homeschooling her, which isn't helpful. But she's decided, she's like, oh, the school looks great, I want to go back. You know, because she never really got to... go to school, bless her. Do you know what I mean? They didn't really have schools in the cave when she grew up. So they had skulls, as in, you know, the heads of men and women, but they didn't have schools. But yes, so she's doing the homeschooling as well. When I say she's doing it, as in I'm having to homeschool her, and she's very difficult. They send me these videos on the laptop, the teacher, what's her name? Samantha. Samantha, the teacher, appears, and she says, "Hello, hello." What are they called? They're called elephants, which I find a bit rude. Hello, elephants. Today we're going to learn about phonics. I'm like, what the fuck? What is that? Is that like something from space? The phonics? Is that a band from the 70s? But you see, they teach people differently now. In the old days, where they'd say, you know, how do you spell chair? C-H-E-E... No, what is it? C-H-E-E-R. Well, it depends how you say it. You see, I spell it C-H-A-Y apostrophe R... E, because I like to go cha, even though I'm not really posh, as you know. I'm from Nottingham, for fuck's sake. Couldn't quite the opposite. But anyway, so you can't just write C-H-A-I-R, which is the correct, I remember, that's correct pronunciation, or spelling, rather. You have to write it phonetically. So C-H-E-E-E, C-H, whatever, you know? And I'm like, well, that, but then you're not spelling. What's the point in doing that? You're just learning it completely wrong, and then you learn it the right way later. Now, for fuck's sake, I say it to my granddaughter, Lemon, bless her, she's only six, I say, Lemon, for fuck's sake. And she says, I know, Grandma, I know, for fuck's sake. And I say, darling, don't be rude, where did you learn to speak like that? She says, well, you literally just said it. I said, oh, for fuck's sake. I mean, we'd only been doing about 3 minutes of it by this point, and I was absolutely tearing Sue Clinch's hair out. I was that angry. I was just grabbing her hair by the fistful and ripping it out. Oh, God, Sue doesn't mind. You know, her scalp's so rotten that most of it, she wasn't even aware it was coming out, really. It's quite helpful in a way. But anyway, she's going, oh, I can help with this. I said, well, how can you help with this, Sue? My daughter Mahogany, you know, she's very busy working, so she said, Anna, you have to do the homeschooling. I said, well, you could call me Mother for a start. I said, well, what? She said, well, why don't you start acting like one? I said, argh. So anyway, I've got to do the homeschooling because she's working and I'm, well, essentially living here rent free, and also she provides my food and a lot of the creams that I need, the various creams that I have to have. It's very important. Whipped cream, this cream you get in a can, and squirty cream, which is mainly just for fending off Sue if she gets aggressive, you know, because she's highly allergic to it. It burns her. It's like holy water on a vampire. It really is. So, yes, that's mainly what I've been doing.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, I'm Justin.
And I'm Lucy.
And together we are the hosts of Plenty Questions.
It's a very straightforward general knowledge quiz.
We ask you 20 questions, one after the other, 5 second gap in between, and you shout the answers out.
And then you tweet us to let us know how you've got on.
See if you can get 20 out of 20. No one has so far, but that's because we haven't started doing it yet.
But we will. And there's also going to be some fiendish brain teasers, so join us for Plenty Questions.
What are we talking about? Oh, yes, so I've been having to do this whole homeschooling malarkey. And it's been tough, as I say. So Sue's joined in, yeah. So phonics, fuck that. We're not doing that. Topic, right. What's the topic? Build a raft. No. Why are you making me build a raft? This is what Lemon said. You know, she's picking up a lot of my habits. It's great. She's going to be a great actress. She really is. Why are you making me build a raft, you know? So we had to make this raft. And I said, well, how do we make a fucking raft? And then there was a video about density. I said, what the fuck? She's 6 years old. She doesn't need to know what density is. She doesn't need to know what density is. Until she starts eating proper cheese. She doesn't even know, you know, the density of a brie is blah, blah, blah. That sort of thing. But, oh, God, it's driving me mad, my darlings. It really is. So, anyway, we had to make this raft. We had to get a big bucket of water and then put something in it. So Lemon's like, well, Anna, can you, or Grandma, can you help me with this? I said, oh, fuck, must I? She said, yes, you have to. I said, all right. She says, you need to put things into the water to see if they float. I said, I'm meant to be teaching you, Lemon. Come on. She said, all right, Grandma. I said, right, Lemon, you need to put things in the water to see if they float. So what floats? Let's try a rock, which amazingly doesn't float. I said, for fuck's sake, it doesn't float. She said, oh, well, no, rock doesn't float. I said, why not? That's crazy. She says, because it's dense. Of course, that's why. Right. It has to have air. It has to hold air, you see. So, you know, I put Sue in, because she holds a lot of fucking air. But she didn't float. Straight down to the bottom, obviously, in seconds. And we had to drag her out. This wasn't still in the kitchen bowl, by the way. This was in next door's swimming pool. They're not there. We just go in and use their swimming pool. It's not real. It's more of a pond. Anyway. So, we dump her in there. What am I talking about? God, I've completely lost it, darlings. I really have. It's driving me insane, this homeschooling. Yes, so Sue's been dumped in the water. Good riddance. She clambers out eventually, you know. A rock won't float, but a bottle, a plastic bottle does. Brilliant. And then she's like, well, can we make a raft out of the plastic bottle? I said, well, must we? In the end, I've got to be honest, just went on Amazon and bought a little boat. And went, there you go, just pretend we made it. I was very tired by this point. So Sue clambers out from the garden, well, from next door's garden, absolutely dripping wet, looking like the creature from the Black Lagoon's, you know, uglier brother. And Sue says, I know I'm mean about her. I know I am. But, you know, I have to lash out. It's how I survive this. We lash out. We lash out. Anyway, what was I talking about? Oh, yeah, so she clambers in. She said, don't worry, Anna. I'll teach her. So she's been teaching her a very lovely little game, which was a lot of fun, which sort of goes, there's a creature in the kitchen and its name is Sue. It's a lot of fun. It's a game called There's Something in the Kitchen and its name is Sue, you see. So Sue goes and hides in the kitchen. If you've never listened to this podcast, you must be really confused by this point and actually quite irritated, because I know I am. I think it's coming out. So she runs in the kitchen and then we have to sing, there's a creature in the kitchen and its name is Sue. There's a creature in the kitchen and its name is Sue. And then she opens the door and goes like this, Sue, 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 Sue. And we go, there's a creature in the kitchen and its name is Sue. And then we do that around the house, you know, in the basement, in next door's pond, which she loves, by the way. She really gets on with the frogs. In the attic. And we're doing it all around the house, you know. There's a creature in the fireplace, its name is Sue. And she's like, ow, 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 fucking ow, you know. But we're doing this, suddenly Mahogany comes in. Right, what's going on? Oh, God. Honestly, sometimes it feels like she's the parent. I say, darling, we're teaching Lemon. We are teaching her. She said, well, how are you teaching? I said, we're teaching her by singing this song we've just made up. There's a creature in the kitchen and its name is Sue. Sue, 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 Sue.
It's very good,
says Sue. Unbelievable, says Mahogany. Absolute face like thunder. Like absolute. I farted. I was that scared. And I told everyone. I said, I farted. She went, shut up. Shut up. And get out. So she made me and Sue get out. Even Sue's scared of Mahogany when she loses it. It was really stressful. Oh, God. So in the end, she tells me I've got to go into the, I've got to sit in the utility room on my own with Sue, which is worse than being on your own. And we have to write out 100 times, we will do homeschooling properly. I did it. And I got quite far. Well, I'd written it almost once. And I said, fuck this, Sue. And you hear Lemon from outside going, fuck this. And Mahogany's like, where did you learn that? But I said, you know, we're meant to be the teachers and we're in fucking detention. This is crazy. Crazy. So in the end, we sort of went on strike for a bit. And oh, God, it all kicked off. It's been really hard, all right? I know some of you have to actually do proper jobs and stuff as well as homeschooling, but it's really hard for actors because we're not used to doing anything. And that's even when we get work. All we have to do is walk onto a stage or onto television and say some things. That's not doing anything, really, is it? That's not doing any more than just sort of walking into a room and saying some things. It's just there's some cameras there. I mean, yes, you have to say it well, and you have to try not to fart. And if you do fart, you have to try not to tell everyone in the room. But I do, obviously. Oh, awful. Just awful. But, you know, for us, it's really hard. Most of the time we're not working, as I say, and when we are working, it's just pissing about for money. So I understand, but, you know, I understand it's hard to say, you know, you work in a bank, or you're a firefighter, or a firefighter, or just a fighter, you know, a UFC fighter. You know, you're trying to do all that. You're trying to fight a fire or another man and do homeschooling at the same time, which must be essentially impossible, I imagine. I don't know. And we're essentially doing what we always do, which is fuck all. But still, it's harder for us, you see, because you're used to doing things. That's the point I make. You're used to having to do a thing, like add some things up or put some files together or push a trolley, or push a lot of trolleys if you're, you know, one of those people who collect the trolleys, or save a life, or kill someone if you're an assassin. Whereas we don't do any of those things. The most we do is read a bit about one of those things and then pretend to do it for a bit. Otherwise, we're just asleep. Or eating. Or fucking. You know? So it's really hard. I just want to say it's hardest for actors right now. God. I don't want this to be negative, all right? But I feel like you're making it negative, you lot. You, the woman, Susan, sat on that train in the 20s listening to this in your grey suit, looking oh so beautiful and oh so wise. You're making this podcast really hard, all right? I didn't want it to go this way. You did this, not me. Anyway. So, yes, as I said, in case you've never heard this podcast before, I'm Anna Mann. I'm an actor, a singer, a dancer, of course. I appeared in the French sequel to Singing in the Rain, Pissing About Dans les Golden Showers, directed by a Frenchman, I want to say Francois Baguette. That can't be right, can it? Sue? That can't be right. Francois Baguette. No, I think that was it. It was brilliant. A brilliant erotic take on the old classic. And I think actually better than the original. But then I'm an absolute idiot. I really am, honestly. I think that's probably come out during the 20 minutes you've been listening. I've got a card to prove it and everything. I've got an idiot card. I show it. It just says, all it says on it is I'm an absolute fucking idiot. I made it myself. And I show it to people when I get something wrong. You know, for example, trying to get through a revolving door. And I'm just sort of walking into it, you know, banging my head, poof, 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 over and over. And someone comes up and says, darling, do you know how to use these? And I say, no. And I hold up the card that says I'm a fucking idiot. And then they let me through the door next to it, you know. But anyway, I was in Pissing About Dans les Golden Showers, which I think, looking back, was actually possibly soft porn. It was mainly just, it was sort of people dancing and then this man in a raincoat just sort of pissing on them. It was very weird. I thought it was a very Derek Jarman sort of thing, you know, very art house, very clever. But a lot of the time they tell you this is art and they say this is very art house, very clever, and then you just see it in a porn shop. But still, you know, that's my career and I've loved every second of it. I really have. I was, of course, in the original version of Rocky. In the movie Rocky, I was a love interest. of a man who was walking past Rocky. Basically, I was an extra. I was walking past with arm in arm with a man. And, of course, Wicker Man, the musical. Remember this? Anyone? You're probably feeling a ripple of recognition right here. Wicker Man, the musical. Stick him in the Wicker Man. Jesus Christ! Stick him in the Wicker Man. Let me out! Watch him burn. And we will learn how to bring our summer back. Wicker Man! Cancelled first night. Honestly. Rightly as well. Before we could even light the Wicker Man. Honestly, health and safety do not understand art. They really don't. They're just obsessed with people not dying. And it's really one of the things I think that has one of the things I agree with Katie Hopkins and all those cunts is, you know, health and safety. It's insane. That I really do believe that actor was willing to die for the show. What an ending that would have been. Anyway, well, there you go, darlings. That's it for tonight. Perhaps email in to colinholtcomedy@gmail.com. That's the sort of pulsing hub. My granddaughter takes it. Because I'm from Nottingham, I've never managed to properly pronounce the U sound, you know. So I say, oh. And she laughs at me. She ordered it lemon. She laughs at me. She goes, it's not a, Grandma. It's a. I said, for fuck's sake. You know, anyway. So, I hope your homeschooling is going all right. Perhaps send me an email to colinholtcomedy@gmail.com. Let me know how the homeschooling's going, for God's sake. Or tweet me. Animan Actress. I'm back on there. And so is Colin Holt. Is on there. So tweet us. Let us know how it's going. Let's make this interactive. Let us know if you are on a train in the 1920s. Perhaps wearing a lovely grey outfit and you're 47 or whatever. And your name is Susan. Let us know if any of those things, if I've got any of those things right. Also, oh, you must come along to my new comedy night. It's so much fun. It's like the old ones, but I think slightly better. I've tried to mix it. You see, I tried. This is the problem when you try and get things right for everyone, is you can fuck it up. But I think I managed to mix it up because we had some fans of the old show, which was a sort of Twitch thing where I couldn't see them, but I could chat to them. I'm talking about online shows, obviously. There's nothing live yet, darlings. Don't get excited. But there was that. And then there was And then I did a show which was all on Zoom with Always Be Comedy, which you might remember. And then that stopped, bless them. And then we... So I've come back with Anna Man's Comedy Shenanigans. It's a terrible title, it really is. And it's a mix of both, because I do a bit of chat... And then I chat to the crowd and a bit of chat, you know, and Andy Parker pops up and Marjorie Crooks and Dave Edwards, who you wouldn't believe is one of my characters as well, because we're literally on screen at the same time. And of course, we do acting classes. So you get to appear as in a famous Shakespearean play with me and a man. It's really is a lot of fun. And it's only £5. So please do grab a ticket and get them early if you can. Because A, I sort of know, thank God, someone's coming. And B, it means that I can get the tickets to you in time and all that stuff. Anyway, don't forget Patreon.com/Animan. Pardon me, I just farted and burped at the same time. That was horrible. Oh God, that was a double bump. Oh, anyway, yes, so patreon.com/Anna Man or ko-fi.com/Anna Man if you want to donate to me, which is very kind of you. To my Patreons, I've started putting some stuff on there. You'll get some extra stuff. And as always, I apologise for being late with stuff. I'm always late, but I think this podcast puts to bed why. But you can do that. You can donate there. And I think that must be it. Is there anything else to say? Is there anything else to do? Oh, yes, like it, subscribe it, review to it, and fuck it. Oh, God. I've enjoyed this. I've got a lot off my chest. I hope you've enjoyed it as much as I have. And I look forward to not seeing you. Well, no, to seeing you, of course, at my shows, but to not seeing you on my next podcast. But I will imagine what you look like. Love your kids. Mwah! All you darlings, you are wonderful. We're getting through this. This is the hardest one so far. Let's not pretend it's not. It's an absolute prick. But we will do it. Bye-bye.
GreatBigOwl.com.
It's an S-Pod thing. The podcast revisiting S Club 7's insane TV show.
Yeah, I can't imagine anyone's binge-watched this. Anyone who's not on drugs.
Thank you for bringing this into my life. It was honestly truly appalling.
Guests helped me analyse the show in more detail than anyone ever asked for.
It feels weird to me to say the phrase sex object in a show that was aimed at six-year-olds.
Do you think there's one of the problems with the show is that 7 is too much?
It's an S-Pod thing from Great Big Owl.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of the police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.